Right. Yeah, a little bit of head scratching here. The Lakers defense looked unstoppable through two quarters of football, and all of a sudden now on this drive, Sandusky not doing anything special, just simply running it right into the teeth of the Laker defense and finding a lot of running room so far.
12-yard gain, and the last one brings up first and goal from the three. Wide, too wide to the left. Lasecki on the keeper. Drags his defenders forward. He's going to be shy of the touchdown, but gets all the way down to the one-yard line. It's going to be a pickup of two as the scrum pile right there, stopping him before the end zone. As we're going to say, number three, Evan Shemka on the tackle, brings up second and goal from the one.
Evan Shemka leading a whole pile of green defenders to try and slow down the momentum of the quarterback, Lasecki.
Second and goal from the one. Sandusky getting the call in from the sidelines. Minute 50 here left in the third, 12-0. Lakers leading Sandusky. Coming out in the T formation, three men in the backfield. Lasecki is under center. And they try and jam this pile forward. No word yet from the officials, as it appears that he is shy of the end zone on second down. And no gain in that play, maybe down to the half-yard line. Brings up third and goal, stopped by number 81, James Stork. And it's going to indeed be third and a goal to go from the half-yard line.
I wouldn't be surprised to see the coach run that same play again. Lasecki, the quarterback, just a under huddle, basically just pushes the pile forward, and that Lakers defense stands their ground and allows no gain. So, again, we'll see Sandusky if they can't push it in here from a half-yard away.
Sandusky comes out in the same formation, just off of the left hash. T formation, Lasecki under center. Tries to move that pile forward. He goes sideways. He might have it. No word from the officials yet as they're coming into the pile to clean this one up.
I don't think
they're
he
saying
got
he's
again.
Short. Lakers defense steps up again. Now fourth down.
Yeah, this is the same exact play.
And stopped this, by James Stork again.
Again, the running right towards James Stork, and he's a big body. Nowhere to go around him except into him, and he's holding his ground just great. And this time, again, the quarterback veered a little bit to the right, a little bit more, and got bumped sideways, never could advance the football. And so again, fourth down and inches, another rugby style scrum coming up, I think, here, Clark. They're probably going to try it one last time.
Well, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. With 4 seconds left here, they might not get this play off before the half, or the half quarter. And that is the exact situation, as we have come to the end of the third quarter. And they cannot get the snap off, so Lakers head to the fourth quarter, still posting a shutout, 12-0 over the Sandusky Redskins. Sandusky literally knocking on the door at the half-yard line. Fourth down coming up.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joes a 10.
We give Hard Joes a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And save while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen.
And this is Heidi from Harjo's Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon. We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more. You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, we're facing a fourth down and an inch, maybe 2 inches to go for Sandusky. Lakers has stuffed them three times thus far. They're trying to make it a fourth here as now they march. Sandusky's on the far left side of your radio, going right to left across your radio on fourth down and goal to go from the half-yard line. Lakers bringing everyone into the box. T formation for Sandusky. Lasecki under center, three men in the backfield. There's the snap, and it's fumbled, and they bring it back, and they're going to be shy of the end zone.
Wow.
A goal line stand for the Laker defense, and no, you shall not pass.
Wow.
Must pay the toll, run back into town, and get a whole pile of dimes, and Lakers gets this one back at their own one-yard line and stuffs Sandusky and does not allow a touchdown to be scored.
Oh, that's going to haunt these Sandusky seniors. They had three plays from the one-yard line and in and could not find their way into the end zone. Oh, unfortunate break for them on fourth down. The quarterback can't handle the snap and just has to cover it up. But now Lakers got to get this ball out of their own end zone.
11:55 left here in the fourth. Lakers at their one-yard line. Now we have a flag in the backfield, which lies at about the 12-yard line. And
wow.
This is going to be a penalty against Sandusky.
Wow, a taunting penalty?
Some sort of personal foul, we're going to guess. It's going to be a 15-yard
wow.
penalty, more than likely here, against Sandusky. So, Dave, you were saying needs to get out of their own end zone. Sure, here you go.
Wow, that's 2 weeks in a row. Unsportsmanlike penalties have helped Lakers. If you remember back to Beale
yeah.
City, they got two in a row.
Same exact thing.
And basically the same thing. This is a chance, was a chance for Sandusky to possibly get a safety, get 2 points, and then get the ball back, a chance to get right back into this football game, and they give it away. I still think, Clark, that was some sort of taunting or
unsportsmanlike conduct
by the penalty, yes.
So first and 10 for Lakers from the 15-yard line now. Not too bad. I'll take it. You'll take it. Anyone will take it. 11:55 left here in the fourth. 12-0. Lakers still hanging on. Hands off to Terrence Stoops right through the middle. He gets out to about the 18-yard line before he's brought down by Sandusky. A 2-yard gain, maybe three, brought down by
Wyatt,
Jared Sanderson.
Wyatt Bradley there, number 45, makes the tackle. He's been all over the place tonight for that Sandusky defense, a true freshman. Man, he has made a lot of tackles for that defense today.
Second and 8 to go now for the Lakers. 11:24 left here in the fourth, hanging out of that 12-point lead. And just coming off of a turnover downs on the goal line. 4 straight downs. Sandusky tried to punch it in, and nothing going for them as Lakers front four stepping up big time. Hands it off to number 12. That'd be Brennan Wisner around the left end, and he gets tripped up at about the 17-yard line by number 45, Wyatt Bradley. Wyatt Bradley sounds like a British folk. Wyatt Bradley.
He does have a catchy name, Clark. Maybe that's because we've been calling it so often. That would be his 7th tackle of the evening for Wyatt Bradley. And again, at a loaded offense on the right-hand side of Dustin Cady, and the run play goes to the left. And looks like Clark Brennan Wisner coming off a little bit lame.
He got pulled out a little bit there on that tackle. And Dave, if Lakers doesn't convert here on 3rd down, 8 to go, Sandusky potentially could have great field position again.
Absolutely.
Lakers going into the wind in the pistol. One man behind him, receiver wide to the right. And it's going to be a handoff to Dubes. And he has room to run. He's still on his feet at the 30-yard line. And gives a second effort all the way out to the 31, maybe the 32. A heck of a run brought down finally by number 18, Justin Miller. And it's going to be a new set of downs for the Lakers now out at their own 32-yard line. A gain of 15.
Oh, and that's a senior right there making a big-time run in the playoff game. Gets a big-time first down for Lakers. We just talked about the chance for Sandusky to get back in this game with some sort of stop, and Terrence Dubes simply says, I don't think so. First down, Lakers.
And it's going to be another handoff to Terrence Dubes around the left end. A flag flies down the backfield, and he gets about to the line of scrimmage, maybe another yard on that one. And this play more likely than not going to happen. This potentially could be a hold against Lakers. No word yet from the officials. Meanwhile, we have an update. Chop block against Lakers. So this one's going to hurt. And now the official has just did about four different signals.
Yeah, he's at least done three.
He did a
clipping. Chop block.
Clipping, offsides, and a intentional grounding.
I say he's going to converse with the rest of the crew
here. It's like
here.
He's trying to signal a ship offshore. As they're going to walk this one off against Lakers. We know it's against Lakers. We have that confirmed
That's
for you.
That's about the only thing we got.
And they just keep walking off. This is going to be 15 yards against Lakers. So take your pick of what the call was there.
Chop block. I think they're going to go
We'll go with a chop block. We'll take it.
Well, if that's okay with you, that's what I'm going to go
with. I'm going to take it. It's going to be first in a country mile. The first down marker is at Elkton Road. They are back at the 17-yard line. First down markers at the 43.